through a problem as a group, through discussion about the problems, solutions, trade-offs, and everything else. It's a fundamentally iterative process. You have to understand the problem, find the trade-offs, share the concerns, develop solutions. This is not linear. It goes back and forth in a cycle. Very easy to describe, not so easy to do. MediaWiki actually provides a very robust platform for supporting large-scale deliberation. Even if it seems like it's very difficult to do, relatively speaking to other technologies out there, it's actually pretty robust. The tools it provides have shown to be very versatile, and so we should be able to leverage them and extend them in different ways. So from this, in the project namespace in particular, the mechanisms have been put to use for organizing discussions in a number of different ways. So we see, you know, requests for comments, polls, requests for adminship, articles for deletion, all these things have different structures and ways of interacting between people that are based on the MediaWiki software that have emerged over the years to handle these kind of contentious issues. So I don't think we really have to change, I'll just give an example. So here's a request for comment on a recent contentious issue. And so it's organized where people create statements, and the statement of the dispute, and then a number of statements by different users, and then they might get endorsed with some comments about them. That's a pretty typical model that's applied. All right, so to scale consensus, I don't necessarily think that we have to change the underlying way that discussions are organized, but maybe we can extend the functionality. So in order to start to approach the problem to figure out what technologies might actually help, we want to step back and think about the individual who is trying to enter into one of these larger scale discussions. What are the challenges that they face? What are the challenges that everyone faces when they're trying to participate in these types of endeavors? So first of all, like I said before, human factors, people can fundamentally disagree, et cetera, having time and patience, big one. Not too much you can do about some of these. On the other hand, there are a number of things regarding involving, understanding, contributing that technology might be able to help with. So for a discussion to be seen as resulting in a legitimate decision, discussion needs to be advertised in the appropriate venues for an appropriate length, because large involved discussions can be called into question without proper attention. So actually, if you look at the last comment on that large discussion about polling or flag revisions, the last thing says, where is the notice? I didn't know. So you see this huge discussion going on, and people are still coming in questioning whether the outcome of this discussion is legitimate in some kind of decision-making fashion. So on the other side of things, it's difficult to know that something you care about is being discussed. There are things that are helping with it now, things like WP coordination, that centralize show the discussions that are happening at a project level. People can dial into that and keep abreast of things. But I think there's more that can be done to help individuals keeping up with the discussions that they're interested in. So watch lists are good, but they kind of provide very raw data. And when you're subscribed to too many of them, they can be kind of like a spammy email list. In looking at participating in a discussion, it's a sense-making task on two different levels. So first of all, participants they're simultaneously trying to help the group make sense of a problem and what to do about it, but they're also trying to make sense of what each other is saying about the problem and what to do about it. And MediaWiki's use of an article page and talk page provides a good foundation for solving some of these challenges, for understanding the problem and the dialogue. For example, the RFCs with the statements and endorsements help to separate this. It allows people to read more coherent position statements and assess why people are supporting them, while then providing space for discussion in an alternate place. But as more and more people add their thoughts, the model starts to break down. So even though the dialogues can grow very, very long, there's still a very huge information gap in understanding what people think about the various options on the table. There's no easy way of signaling and aggregating what a reader of the dialogue thinks about some piece of text, and then being able to drill deeper into why they think that. So endorsements get part of the way there, but more dynamic methods are possible. So also, even with history and diffs, it's hard to know how a dialogue is progressing. It's hard to know what the state of the consensus-seeking process is. Are we coming to an agreement? Are we diverging? What's really happening here? It's very difficult to figure that out without reading the whole thing. And even then, there's a lot of information missing. And finally, it's very difficult to figure out whether a discussion is happening about peace, about some other, whether, so if someone's making a statement, it's difficult to know if there's a discussion happening about that statement that was made. There's a disconnect between the summaries that are being produced, like the statements and endorsements, and the actual discussions on the pages. There's a huge asymmetry. If we can connect that, we might be able to start to improve some things. And finally, there's a there's sort of a tyranny of the linear text, where you have the statements and endorsements at the top tend to be read more, and as you go farther down, they just get skimmed more and more. But that's kind of the opposite of what you might want in, if you're going to be working towards something, towards a decision, because the statements that are later are probably fresher and might even be syntheses or compromises or what have you. And of course, if there are problems understanding an ongoing discussion, it is even more difficult to know how to contribute and interject your voice into that discussion. And this adds even more noise that then makes it even more difficult for other people later on coming down the line to understand the discussion. So now I've kind of given a big overview of the problem space. I'm going to discuss two ideas for addressing some of these challenges. With both of these approaches, I'm going to try to focus on interfaces that could be easily used and that avoid adding bulky wiki markup. We'll see. So I'm going to jump right into a demo. So that's not it. I have to escape out of here. Nope. I had these up here before, but it didn't. So I'm just going to play this. So this is the first idea that I'm going to present here. I'm calling it signaling. So what's going to happen is that the user is highlighting a piece of text that he might feel strongly about in some fashion. And over time, and you can indicate what you think about that. And over time, with other users' input, you start to get aggregated information about what the participants in the dialogue think about things that they're reading. So imagine this being used by many people, and what we're going to do is, okay, so this is one user annotating what they think of things. So you can highlight multiple times to indicate that you feel really strongly about something. But you can also see what other people have annotated. And the idea is that we can aggregate and then synthesize what some people are saying, so we can color the text based on the polarity of the of people's opinions about it. So if you have unanimous like, it's mapped to green. If it's unanimous dislike, it's mapped to red. Positions in between for more controversial things are colored yellow, for example. And this is just a really, it's an attempt to create a lightweight fashion of being able to interact with the text, give a signal about what you think about it, and then use that as a way to steer attention to things that should be looked at further. So that's the end of that demo, apparently. Are there any questions about this? Right, it's a big part of sense making. You know, who is coloring it this way? Why do they think that? So this is an important part. This is what I'm calling drill down. I'll just repeat the question. So he's asking, if you're highlighting this text and someone else is coming in to read it, how do you tell who else has highlighted it? Because that's an important part of interpreting what that means. So that's what I'm calling drill down, is you can get the visual sense of it and then somehow highlight it and be able to drill down into who and possibly even why. So that's what I'm going to talk about next. Let me pop back open the keynote. Okay, so that's just a way to help channel attention to different parts of the discussion. And the goal is also to figure out what people are looking at and what they're feeling, but that information is not there yet. So there are many possible interfaces for this kind of signaling, and this is just one possible one. I'm not saying this is the best by any means. It doesn't have to be sentences. There could be different input modalities. You could have a question mark and an exclamation point, whatever. Or highlighting versus other things. And then there's this question that was just raised, is drilling deeper, understanding why people have highlighted, who has highlighted it, et cetera. So you could, for instance, have an interaction where someone votes, you know, plus or minus or whatever, and it pulls up an optional prompt for entering in some text about why they did that. It could be something like a Twitter-esque thing that is restricted to 140 characters, because that's not the place for an extended discussion, but it gives some kind of way of indicating what they found to be most salient about that piece of text. And possibly even a link to a part of the discussion where it gets unfolded more. You can also have various ways. This is a really bad, I made this last one pretty late last night, but it's just you can show the votes in different ways, and you can imagine mousing over the green part of this and seeing a list of all the reasons that people gave for liking it or disliking it, etc. So the signaling framework gives a leverage for being able to do a number of things that might help for various sense-making tasks. Another thing would be things like filtering the annotation, so you can have things like, let's say you mouse over a user's signature, their user, a link to their user page, and it filters all of the annotations by the ones that they made. So you're trying to figure out, okay, what perspective is this person coming from? Well, I'm gonna see what they highlighted, what they liked and what they didn't like, and maybe that's gonna give me some more information for being able to interact with them in a better fashion. There can also be things like filtering out annotations based on some reputation score, like from WikiTrust. There's an arbitrary number of things you can do on top of this. So another aspect of this is, how can we support the iterative consensus-seeking process? I think that the signaling model gives some more ways of supporting this. Being able to see the active areas of discussion. So for example, you can filter the annotations by the most recent ones. You can fade them over time, essentially, so you can see where the eyes are right now, so that you don't get caught up, you know, reading the statements that have become stale over time because people have moved on from them. In the process. Also, and this next one doesn't really, it's not just relevant for this large discussions, but there's not really a support for what changed since the last time I visited this page. You can do like a diff if you remember the last time you came to a page, but it's very difficult to get a sense of what has changed on this page since the last time I was here. And I think this is a very difficult problem for if you're trying to engage over time with a discussion about one of these where a lot of people can be contributing. So we can do things like, if we can use a cookie to capture who you are, the next time you visit the page, we can show, for example, the most active discussions that have taken place since you were last there, trending reasons or statements or whatever that have received a lot of attention since the last time you were there, so you can catch up more easily. I'm moving to the second idea, and this is going to try to help unite the dueling discussions that I talked about before. We have the summaries on one page and the discussion happening on another, as well as trying to break the tyranny of the linear text. So with that, I'm going to show this other demo. How am I doing on time, by the way?
5 minutes.
Oh, boy. Okay. okay, so I'm going to show this real quick. So here's the statement text again. Now, it's very long. I think we all know this. These things grow fairly long. This is actually a relatively short one. What if we can provide different views of this discussion so you can interrogate it in a top-down way? So here's an example. So let's just view this in a compact fashion where we have all of the position statements are in a compact form that you can expand and drill down, but you can see them all at once. And that way you can kind of get a sense of what the positions are and be able to drill down into them. So here you can see the first, the idea is to have like a nutshell, basically, and this one is just showing the first sentence, but you could have a better way of entering that. So little nutshell, this thing is fully editable. It's not adding any markup. You can go in and change the statement as you want. And you can expand it out so you can see the full text of what they had entered and see the endorsements as well. And you can even make them, you can add interactions over this where you can say have signals for, oh, I support this. This endorsement makes sense, so this is important, et cetera. So this is my indicator of the next demo. So in the next one, we're going to show that we can actually combine these as well, as you can imagine, where we have both the signaling on it as well, where you can start to work on this. And the text will transfer over to the, in both views. This is just a view over the discussion. It's not actually changing the text. And now this next demo is very crude. It's just meant to convey an idea. And that's to say that, well, we can actually just embed the position statements on the page within the text. And if we move this further, we can possibly even have interactions where people are being able to drag and drop discussions to the relevant points in the position statements and the endorsements to see, say, okay, if you're looking at this position statement, there's these threads on the discussion page that you can drill down into to have more discussion about it. So it's a way of kind of connecting the two up. Okay, so I'm running off time. I'm gonna zip through the last one here, which is not, it's just me talking. It's not, you know, fun video. But, okay, where am I? All right, so the last one is assessing the state of consensus. Very difficult right now. I think there's a couple problems here. Being able to assess the current state of consensus, but also being able to pull people in to update their views on it, given more discussion. And maybe if we have easier ways of understanding what has changed, it might not be as onerous of a thing to ask. So how do you tell if you have consensus? Right now it's really silence, I guess. But maybe we can detect things like when the endorsements aren't changing, when there's some kind of convergence in the distribution of people's preferences. Might want to periodically, like I said, ask participants to come in and revise their position. And maybe provide, okay, I don't want to say that. I think we might be able to aim for some, we might be able to provide support for some lower barriers for consensus. So things like, okay, maybe we can't agree on, reach this particular decision or the action to be taken, but maybe we can agree that all of the positions have been, all the options are clearly stated, or all the arguments that have been made have been summarized, or something like this. We might be able to get some indicators of the state of consensus through prompting in that fashion. I didn't have time to make any mock-ups of that, though. So with that, okay, I should. I will conclude now. Wiki is a great platform for the emergence of order from chaos. This is inherent in the production of a relatively coherent encyclopedia from the often raw dialogue that's happening on the talk page. But I think that better interfaces and interactions for large-scale discussions can take the consensus-seeking process and the wiki model to another level. So I've described a few initial ideas I've had, but like I said at the beginning, really need some feedback on this. Send me a message on my talk page, send me email, whatever. If you want to participate in the research, talk to me later. Very open. And with that, I don't think I have time for this. But,
sure, yeah.
Oh, okay, great.
Can you please show your email again?
Travis@cs.washington.edu.
I'm wondering if you're familiar with some of the technical work that's been done to try and improve discussion pages, like the Liquid Threads extension?
I am actually not, I'm sad to say I'm not up to date on that. So are they similar ideas or very different?
I'm the developer, just
here. Ah, okay, this is good.
So
is why I'm here.
I'm just taking down a couple of notes on that. Liquid Threads has the capacity for quoted point-by-point replies. It separates discussions into individual posts, which are on their own wiki pages. It's got granular notifications per thread, per page, and even for replies to a particular post. Mm-hmm. It breaks the linear text into a dynamic ordering. Most recently touched goes on top, and then they drop off the bottom and go onto a new page instead of being archived. We've thought about the plus and minus, the whole signaling thing, but that hasn't been implemented. So that's something that we've taken away from here. And also there's means for summarizing a particular thread on the discussion page, and that can be collaborated on just like any other wiki page.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll probably want to talk to you
afterwards
at some point and
to
show it off.
Like
it's
yeah.
quite mature and it's getting there.
Right. Yeah, this stuff that I showed, the demo, it's kind of a quick hack. Like I put it together in like maybe 3 or 4 days. It's just some JavaScript running on a proxy server. Wait for the mic.
Sorry about that. Have you ever thought of having some kind of user roles, even though they are dynamic? Because in any human discussion, as time goes by, you will start to see, I don't know, someone clarificating subjects, someone taking roles at, I don't know, designating speakers or whatever.
Right, or mediators or
right.
summarizers, that kind of thing. I think that's one of the advantages that Wikipedia deliberations probably have is that you can ask people to do that. So I haven't presented anything on that, but I think there's a big role for being able to break up tasks that need to get done. So things like, okay, someone just added a comment on this discussion thread. Can you go in and categorize, where it falls with respect to the summary? Like maybe we can maintain a more coherent set of documents by breaking up those tasks and allowing people to take on roles that are useful.
Have you looked at the featured article process on this?
The featured article?
Yeah, because I noticed you had a list of about five.
I didn't have that
discussion.
One.
I think it might be worth having a look at FAC on there, because there's two things about the discussion that takes place about promoting featured articles, at least on the English Wikipedia. I can't comment on those. One is people striking out comments when issues have been resolved, which is...
That's pretty powerful, yeah.
That's a pretty powerful thing to do. And the other is about having somebody whose role it is to weigh up that consensus and establish whether something has now achieved something or not. But based on what's... So I think you might benefit from looking at that. But the other thing I wanted to ask both you and Werdner is one of the problems that I've seen with long debates is they get to the point where people whose bandwidth isn't big enough drop out of the discussion because you wind up with over a megabyte of discussion on a contentious thing and it gets subdivided and so on. And it isn't just the case of reading through, the case of getting your computer to open the actual discussion pages. And I'm worried that some of the stuff you were looking at might actually use up more bandwidth, and I don't understand whether Wordness would help or would make that one worse. So I'd be interested in your feedback on that one.
Yeah, this is all going to depend on the implementation. I mean, I can imagine something of the system that they implemented where it would actually help, because you don't have to, if you separate out, yeah, it's on different pages, so you don't have to load each of those pages. If you essentially have an index into those pages, so you load them when you need to, then it actually helps that problem. This is a very quick thing, so this is actually not using up any bandwidth. It would be using up, it's not all that stuff that was happening. It was using just client-side JavaScript. So it was using, it probably, the script itself, okay, this is irrelevant details. Have to worry about performance of the script. It's not using up bandwidth, though. But that's technical details. So that's interesting to know, though, that these megabyte pages are actually, like, yeah.
I'm sorry, it's a little loud. It's an implementation question, really. But systems that rate comments, system that basically are reader feedback, tend to work well only when they're either mandatory or really, really, really easy to get into. Because unless you've got at least most of the people doing those ratings, people tend to not bother. So I was wondering, did you, in fact, consider ways of enticing users to do these ratings? Is this something that you hope people will do, or did you consider approaches to make them want to do it?
Right, so you have to be able to align the incentives of individuals with you know, what your goals are, otherwise people aren't gonna do it. I mean, that's a very good point. I try to make the initial demo be as easy as possible to use. I mean, I can actually show it right now, it's just running on this page. Here it is. You basically just mouse over and plus, minus, right like that. These other guys are just like, you know, switching back and forth between them. So, I mean, as far as ease of use, this is pretty much as easy as it can get. Actually, I think it's actually a little too easy to use because it can get annoying as you're going over all these text. I mean, it prompts you right away. I'm not sure about what other methods you might be suggesting to use to entice people to use it. There could be things where maybe you get some kind of, there's some display or something that shows who are active participants in a discussion and, you know, how they've helped organize the discussion in some fashion, the types of indicators that they give. I haven't really thought about it too much how you might extend it in that fashion. But maybe you want to talk to me afterwards if you have some ideas for aligning it. So, I'm assuming I'm getting taken down here. So, well, thank you.